Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Soundcheck.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. So, I was poking around recently on SoundCloud when a song title caught my eye. Run Rumspringa, the file said. Now, Rumspringa is the word the Amish use for the time when their young adults are sent out into the real world before, hopefully, coming back to the fold. And I'm wondering, who on earth would write a song about that? Well, meet singer and songwriter Alex Winston. As it turns out, her debut album is full of great songs about odd topics, some of them even stranger than this Rumspringa thing. She and her band are here in the Soundcheck studio, and they're going to give us an unplugged set, starting with a song called Locomotive. Here's Alex Winston on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That is Locomotive. It's from the debut full-length album by Alex Winston called King Khan. But that, a live performance by Alex and her band here in the studio. Alex, first of all, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let me introduce the us. Sarah Kleiger doing backup vocals. Tommy Eichmann on the various keyboards, including a genuine old-school Wurlitzer here in the studio.
A lot of fun carrying down flights of stairs.
Yes, I'm sure. Zach Taylor and Ross Clark playing the guitars, acoustic and electric respectively, and John Badamo behind the drum kit. So with all of the sounds on this album, the one that leaps out at people is, of course, Alex, your voice, which already people are comparing to Kate Bush.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Kate Bush was sort of, you know, on hiatus for a very long time. Were you, at the time that you would have been growing up, I mean, did you know who Kate Bush was?
No, I think she was on hiatus most of my childhood.
Yeah.
And adulthood. I actually just started listening to Kate Bush probably about 2 years ago, to be perfectly
honest.
When people started saying I sounded like her, and I love her. I think that she's absolutely amazing, so I'm happy to have that comparison. Mm-hmm. But no, that wasn't really what I grew up listening to.
What did you grow up listening to?
Well, my heart is in early rock and roll. Chuck Berry is my absolute number one favorite songwriter, musician, performer of all time.
Okay.
Then Little Richard. But what was being played...
These are people, I mean, talk about hiatus through your whole childhood. Well, these are people whose salad days were well before your
True, very true.
Childhood.
But I have to say, my two favorite shows I've ever been to were Chuck Berry in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Little Richard in Ann Arbor, and I opened for Chuck Berry in St. Louis when I was 18. So that was like a very, very profound moment for me. And still the best performer is around. I go to shows all the time here, and I haven't found anyone that's as good as them, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, those are classics.
True, and they're classics for a reason.
Yeah. Now, speaking of classics, do you have classical voice training in your background?
I do. I took opera lessons for about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
You might not be able to tell today, but I did for, I was 10 years old until I was 20. My parents kind of didn't know what to do with me. They knew that I was singing all the time, driving them mental. So my mom happened to have a friend that was an opera teacher, and she kind of just, you know, dropped me off at her house, and that was that. I went there twice a week.
Uh-huh.
Sarah did as well.
Oh,
same person.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you still sing opera?
I don't. I appreciate it,
mm-hmm.
and it's beautiful, but... I think, you know, it's you read what is on a piece of paper. You try to be like Maria Callas or someone like that. You know, it's all very structured, and I kind of had to unlearn a lot of things that I learned to find my own voice.
Mm.
So,
the album King Khan is full of these songs that are also kind of stories, and I just wonder if you see these as like little operas, little operettas that play out.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of storytelling. And I don't know if I see them as operas, but it's just...
But that's the narrative.
Yeah, you know, it's a way for me to jump into character a lot of times and try to really... I always find very basic emotions and try to build a colorful story around it, whether it's talking about, you know, an off-kilter sort of cult ritual or whatever it is. I think that we're all connected.
That's the Rumspringa thing you're talking
Maybe,
about?
Maybe, yes. I think we're all connected, and it's kind of fun for me to piece how we are connected together by simple emotions, by being rebellious mm-hmm. or feeling jealous or that sort of thing.
Well, some of those characters in the tales you create are in very odd situations.
Right.
There's the song Sister Wife, the title of which might be self-explanatory. And then there's... I mean, a lot of your characters, they're in relationships. They're not necessarily love songs. I mean, I'm thinking of Fire Ant, the lead-off track, you know, Ants
right.
Like You Are All to Blame. Sounds like you're not actually talking to a fire ant there.
No.
but one of them is a love song, and it's the song you're going to sing for us next. Can you explain Velvet Elvis?
Sure. I saw a documentary a couple years ago called Married to the Eiffel Tower, and it's about objectum sexuality. And I found it to be so fascinating.
Well, what is that?
People that fall in love with inanimate objects.
Okay.
So it kind of always stuck with me. And when I wrote the record, I only had 2 months to write it and record it, which for me, that's not a long time. I like to take my time with things and probably overthink things way too much. But it was such a short period of time that I was just drawing inspiration from movies that I was seeing. And this always stuck with me. So I was in Detroit, and I was in a vintage store called Lost and Found Vintage. And there was a Velvet Elvis painting on the wall, and it was so cheesy and 70s and awful. But I thought, someone out there could be in love with this. Someone could fall in love with this. So I took it home with me, and I wrote that song in my dad's basement. I mean, it's just about love that people don't think is acceptable, mm-hmm. that people don't think, you know, they look down on it.
Lots of people love Elvis. And in this case, Elvis is in no position to argue because he's there on Velvet. Let's hear the song. Alex Winston is here with her band in the Soundcheck studio playing for us this afternoon. Velvet Elvis is the name of the song.
Must say that you're right. Collection on you all night. You're my guy, yeah. Slice, smile, starry eye. His white coat in turpentine. I'll kill the bitch that bets in nine. It is.
Once again, Alex Winston and her band live on Soundcheck. Big grins all around the studio after that performance of the song Velvet Elvis, which appears on Alex's record King Khan. There's a novel called King Khan.
There is. There's an actual person, Stephen Russell, who is his nickname is King Khan. He escaped jail 4 times. Just
wow.
Yeah, the best of the best of con artists. And there's a movie. I think so. I Love You, Philip Morris. It was mm-hmm. a Jim Carrey, and it's about him and his boyfriend. and just all of his shenanigans, trying to get out of jail, trying to get his boyfriend out of jail, embezzling money. I mean, he really was brilliant at what he did.
Mm-hmm. Does he appear as a character in one or more of these songs?
He doesn't, actually. I think it was, I mean, the name of the album, I think it came from just the fact that I was writing a lot about your everyday con man, your kind of cult leader, your sham preacher, these people that, you know, leech off of innocent people that are just looking to have faith in something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also at the time wearing an Elvis jumpsuit quite a bit for press photos and all this stuff. So I was walking around in this fake king outfit, this false prophet, and I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm a fake king. I'm just a total King Khan, just a ripoff. So that's kind of where it came from. And then after, I was like, oh my gosh, and it works with Stephen Russell as well.
All right. So King Khan's the name of the record. You've already mentioned Michigan and specifically Detroit. You're from Bloomfield Hills.
Right.
The same town as Paul Banks, the lead singer of Interpol.
Right.
And Chad Smith, the drummer from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
He went to my middle school. We had the same math teacher.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then this other guy, Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Sister wife, you know, I dedicated that. That's Mitt Romney.
What is going on there in Bloomfield Hills? Is there a big music scene? Or?
I mean, I think just Detroit in general is... You know, you can't deny.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Not much is going on in Bloomfield, to be quite honest with you. As soon as I got a driver's license, I was in Detroit. So.
And then here in New York.
Yes, here in New York. Now for 2 years.
Was it as simple as that? Bloomfield Hills, Detroit, New York? Or was there maybe a detour to the UK? Because you said something before, you know, driving my parents mental. That's a very British thing to say.
Oh, no, am I becoming British? I told myself I wouldn't do this. But yes, I've spent about a year in the UK. I moved from Michigan to New York, and then I signed a record deal with Island Records. So I think I was there, Sarah and I were both there 12 times in the last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of your songs, Choice Notes, was used in not one but two commercials over there in England. So they've cottoned on to King Khan in a big way. There's actually a YouTube clip, I don't know if you've seen this, Monmouth's Got Talent. It's these two kids from the little town of Monmouth, England, doing one of your songs.
No, I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's
I try
on
to
YouTube.
Stay off YouTube as much as possible, unless it's like finding some obscure Sam Cooke thing or something cool like that. But I don't ever look at my own YouTube.
Uh-huh.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Well, now you've done a few covers. How does it feel to know that there are kids out there covering you?
And it's great. I wouldn't have guessed that's where I would be. It's really nice.
We're speaking with Alex Winston. You mentioned being signed to Island Records. As of about an hour ago, you are unsigned.
I am.
Is that good news?
Yeah, because I'm on Co-op Records, and they're wonderful. And it's strange because, you know, I've always wanted to be an artist. I've always played music from the time I was 7 years old. I got my first guitar, and it just seemed like... You made it when you got this record deal.
Right.
And then, you know, you hear the stories about the major labels and you're like, oh, well, whatever. That's not going to be me. That's not me. They're totally going to get me and think my weird songs about Elvis are awesome, you know?
And?
I guess they didn't, but you know what? Co-op did. And it's great. We have a really good relationship. And I feel like I started out so mainstream on the business side of it, and then I kind of worked my way back to where I probably should have been in the beginning, which was more of an independent artist.
Right. So rather than going the indie route to grab that brass ring and
I'm
get the major,
taking
you're
a
going
step
the,
backwards. Yeah. If I want to continue writing the songs that I write, I think.
Songs like Guts,
yes,
which you and the band are going to play for us next. Once again, this is on the album King Khan, which is out now. Alex Winston and the band playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio, and again, this song called Guts.
Stronghold of my myself out. To put myself out. To put myself
song is called Guts from Alex Winston and her band live on Soundcheck, and that's very different from the way it appears on the record on
right,
King
it's
Kong.
Right, a bit more upbeat.
A real slow burn in this live performance. Alex, what's next? I mean, the album's been out there for a little while now.
Yeah, it's been out for a few months. I've been just writing. It was really hard for me to get back in the swing of being creative after the album came out, because it took over a year and there were just ups and downs and I kind of shut down.
So wait a minute, they gave you 2 months to make it and then it was like a year before they...
Now you're catching on.
Hurry up and wait. Yeah,
right.
I've heard that before.
Now that it's out, I've just started to become creative again, which is exciting, and I'm actually working on a Western EP.
You know what? When you started Guts, I was thinking Sergio Leone. There was something.
I love that you said that.
I just couldn't help thinking that it had that kind of texture and that kind of space.
I've been listening to a lot of Morricone and
who scored all those Sergio Leone spaghetti westerns.
And I've been recording with my Italian band over here, so it's like the American Italian group trying to make a western.
So wait a minute, John Badamo is your Italian band?
Oh yeah, this guy right
band?
Here. Yeah, he
your drummer?
He played drums.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm trying to make a concept album, kind of just about this guy named Deviled Egg. And he is just sort of, I don't know, I'm always drawn to characters mm-hmm. like Carl from Sling Blade or Lenny. You know, it's like they mean well and they have so much love in their heart, but things just keep getting screwed up.
Right.
And that's kind of what keeps happening for Deviled Egg. And it's set in this Western time and he's trying to be this, you know, this strong male figure, but he doesn't cut it. So that's what I've been working on right now. And it's just been really fun to do something completely different.
Deviled Egg, yes, very different from King Khan. Alex, it's really been great fun having you in the band here in the
thank
studio
so
with
much.
Us. I love the record, and thank you so much. This is Soundcheck. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Fidel. The program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help from our video producer, Amy Pearl, and intern Alex Abnos. Today's jingle was composed by the New York musician Greta Gertler. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.
Soundcheck.